the lives of the dead. But this too is true. Stories can save us. I'm 43 years old and a writer now, and even still, right here, I keep dreaming Linda alive, and Ted Lavender too, and Kiowa, and Kurt Lemon, and a slim young man I killed, and an old man sprawled beside a pig pen, and several others whose bodies I once lifted and dumped into a truck. They're all dead, but in a story, which is a kind of dreaming, the dead sometimes smile and sit up and return to the world. Start here. A body without a name. On an afternoon in 1969, the platoon took sniper fire from a filthy little village along the South China Sea. It lasted only a minute or two and nobody was hurt. But even so, Lieutenant Jimmy Cross got on the radio and ordered up an airstrike. For the next half hour, we watched the place burn. It was a cool, bright morning, like early autumn, and the jets were glossy black against the sky. When it ended, we formed into a loose line and swept east through the village. It was all wreckage. I remember the smell of burnt straw. I remember broken fences and torn up trees and heaps of stone and brick and pottery. The place was deserted. No people, no animals. And the only confirmed kill was an old man who lay face up near a pig pen at the center of the village. His right arm was gone. At his face, there were already many flies and gnats. Dave Jensen went over and shook the old man's hand. "Howdy do," he said. One by one, the others did it, too. They didn't disturb the body. They just grabbed the old man's hand and offered a few words and moved away. Rat Kiley bent over the corpse. "Gimme five," he said. "A real honor." "Pleased as punch," said Henry Dobbins. I was brand new to the war. It was my fourth day. I hadn't yet developed a sense of humor. Right away, as if I'd swallowed something, I felt a moist sickness rise up in my throat. I sat down beside the pig pen, closed my eyes, put my head between my knees. After a moment, Dave Jensen touched my shoulder. "Be polite now," he said. "Go introduce yourself. Nothing to be afraid about, just a nice old man. Show a little respect for your elders." "No way. Maybe it's too real for you?" "That's right," I said. "Way too real." Jensen kept after me, but I didn't go near the body. I didn't even look at it except by accident. For the rest of the day, there was still that sickness inside me. But it wasn't the old man's corpse so much. It was that awesome act of greeting the dead. At one point, I remember, they sat the body up against a fence. They crossed his legs and talked to him. "The guest of honor," Mitchell Sanders said, and he placed a can of orange slices in the old man's lap. "Vitamin C," he said gently. "A guy's health, that's the most important thing." They proposed toasts. They lifted their canteens and drank to the old man's family and ancestors, his many grandchildren, his newfound life after death. It was more than mockery. There was a formality to it, like a funeral without the sadness. Dave Jensen flicked his eyes at me. "Hey, O'Brien," he said, "you got a toast in mind? Never too late for manners." I found things to do with my hands. I looked away and tried not to think. Late in the afternoon, just before dusk, Kiowa came up and asked if he could sit at my foxhole for a minute. He offered me a Christmas cookie from a batch his father had sent him. It was February now, but the cookies tasted fine. For a few moments, Kiowa watched the sky. "You did a good thing today," he said. "That shaking hands crap, it isn't decent. The guys will hassle you for a while, especially Jensen, but just keep saying no. Should have done it myself. Takes guts, I know that." "It wasn't guts, I was scared." Kiowa shrugged. "Same difference. No, I couldn't do it. A mental block or something, I don't know, just creepy." "Well, you're new here, you'll get used to it." He paused for a second, studying the green and red sprinkles on a cookie. "Today, I guess this was your first look at a real body?" I shook my head. All day long, I'd been picturing Linda's face, the way she smiled. "It sounds funny," I said. But that poor old man, he reminds me of, I mean, there's this girl I used to know. I took her to the movies once, my first date. Kiowa looked at me for a long time. Then he leaned back and smiled. "Man," he said, "that's a bad date."